Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Our guy is Troy Rank from Denver 7. He joins us now, courtesy of Tranny Law. Hi, Troy. How are you? Troy?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Doing awesome. Super duper. Schedule's kind of odd. What are your thoughts about this? The schedule this week?
Yeah, it's a little different. Vic has a purpose. He's like a shark, no wasted movement. You don't want to give guys 3 days off in a row. So it's kind of an every other day thing, kind of keeps them attention span, that you don't have a huge gap in the middle. It's different. I haven't seen a schedule like this, but again, after the last 2 years, they should all be open to change.
There's not an NFL rule where they have to have a couple days off during the week. Is there?
For a Monday night
game. Monday night game.
No, just Tuesday. You have to have Tuesday, as you know, Tommy. You have to have a day by the collective bargaining agreement.
But it's not two for a Monday night game.
It's not my understanding. Because I've covered Monday night games the last 4 years. I don't recall them ever having it like this. Usually it would be either off Monday and off Tuesday and then back, or maybe just off today would be Tuesday. And then that Thursday would be like a film day. They would report, but they wouldn't practice. So it's my understanding, just the one by collective bargaining agreement.
How are the newbies? How was the locker room in terms of those guys? Take us inside.
Well, it's our first time in the locker room, because training camp, we don't go into the locker room. We get guys as they come off the practice field. So, it's cool to see kind of how they situated the lockers and where guys have moved around. But in the case of turning over 13% of your roster, it's unusual. I guess, like Vic said, if it happens anytime, it happens now. So it's, they used to have an 87 guys in there. So seven new faces doesn't feel as unusual as it would in November, for instance. But the new guys, Deontay Spencer, for me, is the one guy to keep an eye on, because he's going to play. He's the starting punt returner. He did it for 4 years in Canada. He returned an astonishing 191 punts in the CFL in 4 years, 11.3 average. He had a 14.7 average with the Steelers. He's returned punts for touchdowns. So for me, his story and his ability to make an impact right away is meaningful. Brandon Allen's excited, and Allen did make a joke that, he wasn't sure if he'd get on the field, because everywhere he's a good luck charm for starters, because in Jacksonville and L.A., the starters never came off the field when he was there. So maybe that bodes well for Joe Flacco.
Which one of these sensible sevens, or which ones are not going to be, won't get a uniform on Monday night?
Yeah, that's a good question. And when we look at it, Devontae Harris, the defensive back, I would think would be unlikely. Between he and Duke Dodson, likely one of those guys is not active on game day. It's hard to tell until we know more and who's kind of grasping the scheme. I know they'd like Dawson to be able to go right away, but one of those two probably is not active. Beck is a question mark, just because, although if they use him more a fullback and he can play some special teams, Corey Nelson for sure will be active, and Deontay Spencer will for sure be active. Corey Levin, I don't know. I don't know anything about him other than he's an interior backup, and they have concerns about Ron Leary. I talked to Ron yesterday. I don't know if I was the only one, but he said, hey, I'm going to be ready to go. I'm going to start. It's good. This was all part of this plan. They just wanted to be cautious with me. So the guys that won't be active, I'd say Levin and one of the defensive backs for sure is not going to be active, Tommy.
What's the status on Bryce Callahan?
Yeah, again, they say it's no big deal, but he didn't play in the preseason, and he hurt his foot in the scrimmage at the stadium, or the practice, at the stadium. So, you guys have all covered injuries. It's a big deal until it's not. Until I see him on the field playing, then it's a concern, because if he were healthy, you think he would have played. Same with Ron Leary. I trust Ron saying he's going to start, but when a guy misses the entire preseason, you at least put a question in your mind. Is it because they're playing the long game, or is he dealing with something? So, and the reason with Callahan, it's concerning, because he missed games last season because of the same reason, and he's never played 16 games. That's why I asked Vic Fangio directly, did you get Duke Dawson as cover for Callahan? And he's like, absolutely not. We got him because it's a position of dire need in the NFL, and it was worth flipping a sixth and a seventh for a guy we really liked a year ago.
Don't forget, Evan Mathis started every game, never practiced the entire year in 2015. So it's not like you can't do it, I guess, in Ron Leary's case. But if Beck's not, I mean, come on, man. We need
Beck has to.
We got to have him.
Troy, I thought you'd be all over Beck. We don't have a fullback on the roster, and I don't think Fumagalli's that guy. I think Beck has to be that guy.
Yeah, I got to see him. I know he fits that Devlin
Patriots
motto.
Yes, he does.
But I got to see him. I mean, he didn't do really much in the preseason for the Patriots. He hasn't played much. So what you're saying makes sense, Tommy. I got to see it because he hasn't played much at all, and you don't want to put a guy out there on the road in the opener just because you think you need a fullback. I mean, he's got to be able to grasp it. But I agree with you. On paper, it makes sense to have him active, but he's not a true fullback. He's more of an H-back.
Do you realize the Patriots gave him $115,000 to sign?
I do. I know they were trying to stash him. I'm sure they didn't think he would get claimed. He only caught, he had two rushes, I think, for 9 yards, one catch. For like five, he had minimal action in the preseason.
He ran
so
the ball?
I'm sure they thought he would skate through. Ran the ball twice.
Oh, wow.
That's not why he's on this team.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's not why he's on this team.
Yeah, I hope that's not their idea.
What are the, I always find it interesting how they set up the locker room. Who's sitting next to who? How do they got it organized this year?
Yeah, Chris Harris got a new corner locker where you get two spots where he just moved. Ooh, he had a corner locker in one side. He has a new one. Von Miller has moved from he's just like five lockers over, but he has his locker with two lockers, and Philip Lindsay's next to him now.
Yeah.
They mix them.
Yeah, told you.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
they've mixed offensive defensive guys this year than ever. Some of that last year.
But that's a head coach call. The head coach is allowed to
designs the locker room.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, I didn't realize it. We were, basically segregated offense on one side, defense on the other, and that was it.
Keep going, Troy. What other configurations?
Yeah, a lot of the rest of it's fairly similar. Manuel's in the same place. You know, the special teams guys, a lot of them are still in that back corner as you walk in. But Vaughn being different, Harris being different, that jumps out. Derek Wolfe is also different. He moved across the locker room to the other side. So, I mean, there's been some notable veterans. It looks like they strategically moved to me. They don't have captains. They're going to do game day captains. And honestly, I'm fine with that. I know people, they wonder. It's just, guys lead. Tommy knows this. Guys lead whether they have a C on their chest or not. And to have to earmark a guy, if you have to have that on your thing to lead, that would suggest you're probably not captain material. So it doesn't really bother me. I mean, there's leaders in that room. There's 5 to 7 guys right now that you could say would be captains if they made it that way. So I don't get caught up in that. They're going to do it week to week.
Troy, D-Mac and I were talking earlier we were trying to guess how much preparation the Broncos have done for the Raiders prior to this week. Can you give us an idea of that?
Well, it happens all the way back. I mean, you're going to think I'm silly, but, even in April, May, when they're starting to put an install, they do a little bit each time for a couple of those regular season games. How much, we don't really know, and they certainly were these last couple preseason weeks doing game prep, the kind of off to the side, looking at stuff, getting ready. The starters, remember, the starters didn't play basically the last two games, so they had a chance to do some extra stuff in that regard in preparing for an opener, because none of them really played in the last two games.
All right, great job. Thank you, Troy. We will talk to you later this week. Troy Rank, courtesy of Tranny Law.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.